Good morning. It's Sunday, November 23rd, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A major legal shift in North Dakota. The state Supreme Court has upheld a law making it a felony to perform an abortion, reversing a lower court's temporary block. The ruling fell short of the four-justice threshold required to strike the law down, leaving it in full force. Violations carry up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. The law includes exceptions to save the mother's life, while rape and incest victims have only 6 weeks to access the procedure. Attorney General Drew Wrigley praised the decision as important pro-life legislation. The Red River Women's Clinic, which left the state in 2022, has not yet commented. The ruling places North Dakota among 13 states with full abortion bans. Another news. A rare and controversial U.S. deportation effort is putting Iranian Christian converts in danger. Several asylum seekers say they were sent back or routed toward Iran despite judges granting protection or evidence of torture and religious persecution. One man, Majid, fled after being detained for converting to Christianity, only to be shackled, flown to Nicaragua, and pushed toward Iran before escaping in Turkey. Advocates argue sensitive religious details were left in deportees' files, exposing them to Iranian intelligence. The White House insists removals involve people with final orders, but rights groups warn converts face interrogation, arrest, and prison on return. Lawyers expect legal challenges as more cases emerge. Another news, a breakthrough in Canada's nationwide mail disruption. Canada Post and the union representing 55,000 workers have reached a deal in principle to end a strike that began in late September. Details remain confidential, but both sides say major points are settled and strike action is suspended while the final contract language is drafted and sent to members for a vote. The dispute centered on pay, benefits, and sweeping government-backed reforms that include ending door-to-door delivery for millions of homes and shifting non-urgent mail to ground transport. With Canada Post losing over $1 billion Canadian dollars last year, officials say change is necessary. Mail service is expected to normalize gradually as negotiations conclude. Around the world, a diplomatic crisis is unfolding in Kyiv. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will not betray Ukraine by accepting a U.S. proposal that would force the country to surrender territory, limit its army, and abandon any hope of joining NATO. The 28-point draft, which Russia has openly welcomed, would recognize Crimea and parts of eastern Ukraine as Russian and freeze the front line. Zelensky warned the nation faces one of the most difficult moments, as rejecting the plan risks a break with Washington. He has spoken with European leaders and plans to talk directly to President Trump in the coming days. The Kremlin says Ukraine should negotiate now or risk losing even more ground. Another news. A city shaken by drug violence is demanding justice. Thousands marched in Marseille to honor 20-year-old Mehdi Kassachi, shot dead in what authorities believe was a warning linked to his brother Amin's anti-drug activism. Demonstrators gathered at the roundabout where Mehdi was killed, observing a minute of silence as police maintained tight security. Amini, now under protection, said he seeks justice for both brothers and for families across neighborhoods scarred by drug crime. His work began after another relative was murdered in 2020. The case has revived national debate about France's struggle with narcotics networks and prompted calls to award Amin the Legion of Honor. Another news. A haunting story from Gaza opened the Doha Film Festival. The Voice of Hind Rajab, which won the Silver Lion in Venice, recounts the final phone call of 5-year-old Hind Rajab, killed by Israeli fire in 2024 while fleeing with her family. Tunisian director Kaouder Benhanaya used Hind's real voice throughout the film, making the audience hear her pleas as gunfire echoes in the background. Hind's mother, who attended the premiere but has never watched the movie, said her daughter's voice represents the children of Gaza, The film blends dramatization with the original recording, aiming to humanize a single tragedy to illuminate thousands more. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.